everyone. This is your host, David John Oates, broadcasting you from very beautiful sunny day here in Adelaide, South Australia, where we're headed into spring. Summer's only 2-3 weeks away. So there we go. A little bit weather from where you guys are at. Sitting in studio with me is Greg Albrecht. Say hello, Greg.
Hello.
What you been up to lately, mate?
Trying to get a snake out of my houseboat.
Ah, tell us about your snake in your houseboat.
It's a big brown one, horrible thing.
Oh, dear me.
Crawling around on my stereo.
Oh, right.
I got my Nunkery Kellys out really quick.
You got your what out?
My Nunkery Kellys. That's Nurundjeri language, Aboriginal language for good doggies.
Ah, okay, right, okay. Well, I hope your snake is gone when you go back home. Well, caught. You've got a trap out for him, haven't you?
Yeah.
Okay. That's one of the joys of living in Australia.
No, good on you.
Snakes and spiders. And do you know I saw a roo hopping down the street just near my house a few weeks back?
You're joking.
I'm serious. Yeah.
We used to have a pet kangaroo.
Did you?
Called Zappa.
Zappa. Ah.
Short for Frank Zappa.
Ah, good old Frankie boy. Long may he rest in peace.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, listen, folks, this is a bit of a historic day today, a good day and a sad day. This is the last show I'm going to be doing on the Rents Radio Network. However, never despair. We are moving on to bigger and better things. We're starting a brand new program called Reverse Speech Radio, which will be on the Patreon network. Starting in January, I will keep you all posted via email and my website. This is the last show on the Rents Radio Network, and I'd like to really thank Todd, the technician. I'm sorry, Todd, I didn't mean to insult you then. The technician who broadcasts all the show, he's been absolutely fantastic and marvellous and put up with me, which is very good. So if you want to call in and speak to me on this historic last show on the Rents Radio Network, the number is 844-769-2944. That's 844-769-2944. Would love to get your phone calls. Let me tell you a little bit about Reverse Speech Radio. The producer is Christian Cadure, who is a new shareholder and partner in ReverseSpeech.com. And he's been on this show a few times, and he's setting up the new Reverse Speech Radio. We're going to be broadcasting 3 days a week. With specific show topics each time, and of course we'll have our regular guests, and we're really looking forward to it. It's going to be a great new program, great new platform on Patreon, patreon.com. So moving onwards and upwards. So Greg, tell me about your book. Everyone's been asking me about your book. And it's still in the
pipeline.
What's the latest?
Oh, I just got to finish the introduction.
Yeah, but you've been saying that for months.
I know. I'm slack. I've been procrastinating.
You have been procrastinating. You've got to get your book out, Greg.
Yeah, I'll get it out.
Yeah, everyone's waiting for it. What's the title again?
Reverse Speech: Unmasking the United States Nazi Elite.
Oh, I like that. Reverse Speech: Unmasking the United States Elite.
Nazi elite.
Right. Mm. From Operation Paperclip.
Yeah.
Mm. Still going on.
Yeah.
Mm. I see. Okay. All right. Wonder who succeeded Adolf Hitler when he died in Argentina. You know Adolf Hitler died in Argentina, don't you?
Yes,
one of the facts that official history has got wrong is that Adolf Hitler successfully escaped Germany in a sub to Argentina, where he lived out his days and died an old man.
And what was that guy? He had a book, Hitler in Argentina. Forget his name. I've read it. What's his name?
Gee, I don't know.
I can't remember.
No, fair
enough. It was a good book.
Yeah. Hey, listen, everyone. My next training class starts in 2 weeks, okay? November 24th. We have 16 people in this class so far. We cut off at 20, so there's 4 seats left, okay? So if you want to take training, get in now. Price is going up substantially next year. It costs a lot to run training classes because you have your full-time tech support all available all the time. That's Jeff. You have homework, checking and marking and reporting of results and progress reports. That's Deb. And, of course, we have our office manager, Andy, my sister. So the class starts November 24th. It's a six-month course. One class every 2 weeks for 6 months. A fair bit of homework assignment to be done in between, so you got to be prepared to knuckle down and get your work done. November 24th, see your next training class. One class every 2 weeks. Email me at backwards@reversespeech.com, or you can sign up on the website. Or you can call me, get your pens and paper out, on 503-568-7077. That's 503-568-7077. And become a Reverse Speech Analyst. Get in on the ground floor of this brand new budding technology. We're going to see things progress quite a lot over the next year or two. Thanks to the input of our new partner, Christian Couture, who will be also acting as a marketing man, etc., etc. So there we go on that. So, Greg, tell me what else. Tell me what's going on in your life. Everyone wants to know.
Well, I've applied for another job.
All right.
Going back into teaching as an Aboriginal Education Coordinator at Murray Bridge High School, so I'm waiting on that.
Okay, fingers crossed.
Fingers crossed, hopefully.
Yeah, it'd be great if you get that.
Yeah. Well, I got 2 national awards for the educational awards for the Glossop High School when I was there, so that should count for something.
Yeah, I would think it should, yeah. So you'll be closer to Adelaide.
Yeah.
Yeah, Murray Bridge, folks, is 50 miles, 80 k's to the east of Adelaide.
Mm.
That'd be about right, wouldn't it? 80
pretty
k's.
Well. Pretty well.
And it's all down freeway, of course, from Murray Bridge down to Adelaide.
Although I don't like Murray Bridge. Me and my brother used to go to a Christian youth crusade.
Oh, did
and
you
this
really?
Guy, yeah, and this guy, the evangelist, turned out to be a bloody rock spider.
A rock spider?
A pedophile.
Oh, yeah, well, of course, he's an evangelist. What do you expect?
Well, he's dead now.
I'm not surprised.
I hope he's in hell being tormented by demons.
Yeah, maybe he's being molested in hell.
Hopefully.
Yeah, I tell you what, Christian evangelists have got a lot to answer for. You know what? I've got a whole bunch of reversals on Christian evangelists, and they're not good. No, not good. Actually, I should play you some of them.
No.
You don't want to hear reversals on Christian?
No.
Oh, yes. Now you've got me going. See, I've got to play reversals on the first hour of the show, so I'm going to find my ones on evangelists and torture you, Greg.
Oh, good on you.
Yeah, I have to do a bit of torturing every now and then. We all need torturing. If you want to call in, it's 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944. And I can't find my reversals on the evangelist. Oh, here we are. I've just got my evangelist file. So, what shall we start with? Do you like Robert Tilton?
Who the hell's that?
Robert Tilton. Oh, he's a big evangelist in LA, TV program and everything.
Oh, go on.
Here he is in Israel. He's walking around the streets of Jerusalem, retracing Jesus' steps.
Oh. Jesus walked up and down these hills. His disciples would pray. And then they would go out.
Very devout. But backwards, he says, I want the women.
I want the women.
Oh, God.
Firewood women.
Empire would win him.
Not very good, is he? No. And is this Franklin Graham or Billy Graham? It's one of the Grahams.
But I do believe that we have a factor in history now that's never been there before. The ability to destroy the whole human race in one great blast.
That's Franklin Graham, Billy Graham's son. Actually, this isn't too bad. Destroy the human race in what big blast? It says prevents divine.
Prevents divine.
Prevents divine.
I guess it does.
Prevents divine.
You know what? I had a reversal on Jerry Falwell. Can't stand the guy, okay? Mm. He's slightly dead now, but can't stand the guy. Can't stand his theology. Anyway, here he is talking forwards, okay? I like the reversal. I agree with his reversal. But, gee whiz, how it gets on this forward dialogue is beyond me. So here's the forwards.
The seven-year tribulation must transpire here. The 1,000-year reign of Christ, in the which I shall be your boss for 1,000 years, Dr. Levitt. The 1,000-year is yet to happen on this earth. That's just an assumption. I don't have any word of knowledge on that. But
what an idiot.
God.
But quite a nice reversal. The will of God's reign is love. You like that?
Love or laugh?
Are you hearing laugh, are you? I think it's laugh. Yeah, let's run the whole lot backwards. Is that laughter? The will of God's reign is laughter. I think it is laugh.
Yeah, that's not good.
No. I don't know. Oh, well. Here's the head of the, or former head, he's slightly dead too, of the Mormon Church, Hinckley.
That we have a beautiful day here in Salt Lake City. It is absolutely magnificent weather, and how grateful we are for it.
And this is, they're all for our evil feared one.
They're all for our evil feared one.
Hear that one?
They're all for our evil feared one.
That's not good.
They're all for our evil feared one.
No, that's not good at all. No.
I did a lot on the prosperity gospel preachers.
Oh, yeah?
Remember when we did that? They just closet Satanists.
No kidding. Yeah.
Invocating to the devil and everything.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Snake, anoint me. You know, that's one of the reversals.
Bloody hell.
Oh, shocking.
Yeah, well, prosperity doctrine is so contrary to everything Jesus was and lived and taught. So, I don't know. Just don't know. Some of these people. This is a good one. This is also slightly dead. Anna Nicole Smith. And she's drooling over her Christian faith.
Jesus Christ is my Lord and Savior.
Oh, hang on. I should tell you, she's talking to a male reporter, okay?
Jesus Christ is my Lord and Savior and will always be. And I pray every day. And I pray tonight that he would have his angels by me, that I'd have my guardian angels. And they've been by me all night long. So, amen to that, and amen to the Lord. Woo!
Hallelujah!
And here she says, drool with this man.
Girl with his name.
Shows you where she's at, isn't she?
Mm.
And here's a pastor who you shouldn't go to for counseling, okay?
Great things.
for him, and I can do great things today. My friend, it just narrows itself down what he said to Simon Peter by the Sea of Galilee, lovest thou me.
And backwards, my advice is rancid.
My advice is rancid. My
That's shocking.
Is rancid.
It's rather bad, isn't
my
it?
Not good.
Is rancid.
No, not good at all. Hey, call in 844-769-2944. That's toll-free, 844-769-2944. We would like to hear from you on this last show on the Rents Radio Network. And we have a brand new show starting on Patreon, which you watch my website. I'll be notifying everyone by email. Here's Elvis Presley.
Silent night.
The back was it's a long drawn out hallelujah. You hear that? Genuine guy. He died at age 42, much too young to die.
Liked Elvis stuff.
Yeah, he's pretty good. Oh, here's a cool one. This is a pastor in South Korea.
So was Jesus very sensitive to the flowing of spirit and soul inside him? Yes, he was. He flowed with the Holy Spirit.
And so it says, see the holy wolf.
See the holy
Greg, nothing like that. Greg, can you talk for 2 minutes? I've got to run and do something urgently. Tell them about your book.
Okay. The book's about Operation Paperclip. I look at the assassination of JFK, Martin Luther King, John Lennon, Cuba Missile Crisis, David Koresh, and sooner or later it'll be out. When I stop procrastinating.
That's better. Hi, I'm back. Thank you, Gregory. Did you tell them all about your book?
Briefly.
Right. Okay. So we're meeting up with a good mate of ours tonight, Mr. Bernie Scanlon.
Yeah, Bernie's a good bloke.
Yeah, he is. Yeah, we all go back, all of us, everyone. For those who don't know, we all go back to the Jesus hippie movement days back in the... Well, Bernie and I go back to the early 70s.
Can I tell you a story how I was an answer to prayer at the House of the Rock?
Oh, yeah, tell me, okay.
There was a guy, Jeffrey Neeson, who's married to Maureen Neeson, whose brother was Doc Neeson of the Angels, and he's going... Oh, Lord, cheer me up. I'm so depressed. And I came through the curtain and with my lovely flares on, and I had a split there, and he went, oh, fuck. Excuse my language. And he said, "And he said, no, look up higher. So I did my washing, but I forgot to put my jocks on. There was a split in me.
All right, okay. I don't want to hear any more. I know where this is going.
And my balls were hanging out.
No, we're on the radio. Jeez, Louise. This is my last show, Gregory.
See, the God Lord works in mysterious ways. He's wonders to perform.
The Lord does indeed work in mysterious ways.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Yes, he does. Yeah, so we all go back to the hippie days.
Yeah.
Jesus movement days.
Yep.
I used to go to a coffee house. The one-way coffee house in Melbourne Street. And I used to go there every Saturday night and witnessing on the streets?
Do you know what I do these days?
What do you do these days?
I go past Happy Clapper churches with my Barry Maguire gospel music.
Oh, do you?
And it's lovely.
Ah.
His Eve of Destruction is much more, his Christian version is much more anti-establishment than the original one.
Oh,
and,
right.
You know, no offense to your American listeners, but he's got a lovely part there. It goes, "Don't blame God for the sins of America. America's fallen from the ways of the Lord." Wonderful.
Donald Trump's been upping God a lot. He says God a lot in his speeches, but then I got reverses on him that says "sell God." I sell God, so he's just using the name of God to further his own devices, which is not very good at all. Here's Martin Luther King.
To speed up that day when all of God's children, black men and white men, Jews and Gentiles, Protestants and Catholics, will be able to join hands.
And the Lord, he does believe.
The Lord is that belief. The Lord is that belief. The Lord is that belief.
There you go. Nice positive reversal from Martin Luther King, isn't it?
Yeah, that's from the show a couple of years ago.
Oh, I, what?
The show a couple of years ago.
Oh, right, yeah, we've done that before.
Yeah.
I've got to get a whole lot more evangelist reversals. They're scattered all across my computer. Oh, here's one. Now, this is a really interesting one. This is an evangelist called Peter Popoff. What a name.
Popoff. Well, that's shocking.
Yeah, the name, Popoff. The name in itself is a bit of a warning, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't want to be around him?
No.
You've got cancer of the stomach? Are you ready for God to burn that cancer out? Here it goes in the mighty. Devil, back off. Back off, devil!
Now he says, get on. We've got to go to a break. You'll have to wait till after the break, folks, for this reversal. We'll be back right after this.
Why won't Big Pharma ever tell you or your doctor the honest truth about cancer? Just about 100 years ago, cancer was a rare disease, but now, today, it will strike one out of every two Americans. Think about this. Is a headache caused by a lack of aspirin in your diet? Is cancer caused by a lack of radiation or chemotherapy? Does it make sense to add a lot more toxins to an already toxic body? In fact, you're six times more likely to die in a hospital than fighting in the Vietnam War. How is this possible? Who is allowing this to continue and why? What can you do about it? Well, those questions and many more are answered on this website, cancertruthinfo.com. And sign up for their free mailing list and stay updated with the very latest in ultimate cancer cure information. That's cancertruthinfo.com.
Would you like to change your life? Maybe access your deepest potential? Do you have blocks that hold you back or long-term issues you haven't been able to resolve? Then Reverse Speech Session Work is for you. With Reverse Speech Session Work, your voice is recorded and then analyzed for speech reversals. These reversals will give a detailed look into the unconscious mind and pinpoint precise reasons for current behavioural problems. Then following another recording, a series of metaphoric journeys into the unconscious mind are mapped out and delivered to you. These journeys will change deep unconscious structures and hence current behaviour. Change your life today. Sign up for Reverse Speech Session Work. Go to www.reversespeech.com or call 503-568-7077.
Do you suffer from abdominal pain and discomfort, bloating, constipation, diarrhea, or almost any digestive distress? Unfortunately, most do. How would you like to end all of that unpleasantness permanently? Our friends at Australian Excellence have introduced one of the most brilliantly formulated products we've ever seen to do just that. And the testimonials are already racing in, like, I felt so much better literally in minutes. And Australian Excellence knocked my acid reflux out cold. It's gone. And I received instant relief from chronic gas and discomfort. And there are many, many others. Australian Excellence doesn't just treat the symptoms, it addresses the causes of a wide range of digestive distress issues. Try it for 90 days and you'll be able to eat your favorite foods again or your money back. See the Australian Excellence banner near the top of Rents.com. After years of searching, I finally found the only food storage company in America offering a complete line of highest quality food products and an amazing variety of 100% organic food storage products. It's called Numana.com. In addition to the best in food storage, they even have an incredible high-tech little wood stove that can boil your water or heat your food 24/7, rain or shine. I urge you to do your own research and taste the difference in Numana's highest quality foods. Better yet, order a starter pack for only $19.95 and prepare to be amazed. Numana's food products have a 25-plus year shelf life. They are GMO-free, contain no preservatives, and are completely American-made. Visit Numana.com and see what you've been missing. That's Numana, N-U-M-A-N-N-A.com, Numana.com.
Okay, we are back for our very last show on the Rents Radio Network. It's goodbye to one show and hello to a new show. Starting in January, we'll be doing a new show on the Patreon network, patreon.com. But we'll be keeping you all posted up to date with announcements on the websites and emails. And it's going to be called Reverse Speech Radio. And we'll be doing three shows a week. It's going to be co-hosted by Christian Kadur, who is the new shareholder and the partner in Reverse Speech Proprietary Limited. Incidentally, if anyone's interested in buying some shares in Reverse Speech Proprietary Limited, you can email me after the show, backwards@reversespeech.com. Okay, I think we have Greg back again. Hey, Greg, how are you?
You're good.
Good on you. All right, so we're going to play this reverse. We're going to do the forwards again. So here he is casting out demons.
You've got cancer of the stomach? Are you ready for God to burn that cancer out? Here it goes in the mighty. Devil, back off. Back off, devil!
The backwards scamming this world theory.
Scamming this world theory.
Scamming this world theory.
You hear that one?
Scamming this world theory.
That doesn't sound good.
No. Well, I think he's referring to Christianity as a theory. So it's not a fact, it's a theory. So he doesn't believe in it. And,
so
he's,
just
and he's scamming it.
There for the money.
Right. It's just a big scam. Mm. And something that's not really true. It's just a theory. So on it, at the level of his heart, he doesn't believe in what he's saying, which is not very good at all. All right, well, here's Robert Chilton again.
We need to come to Jesus because he releases us from the penalties of sin.
There he says, the muck within you.
The muck within you.
The muck within you.
Yeah, well, that's...
The muck within you.
Yeah, well, that could be congruent, you know, the penalties of sin, that's the muck within you. So I can understand that. Okay, and... Oh, here's another one.
Lord Jesus Christ said to Simon Peter after his confession, on this rock I will build my church. Simon Peter makes it very clear here that the living stone...
He says, the scam beneath the mask.
The scam beneath the mask.
The scam beneath the mask.
Hear that
the
one?
The scam beneath the mask.
Mm. You know, I was going to be a minister in a church, but they kicked me out.
I just say, why did they kick you out?
Because I disagreed with their theory about women not praying in a church, in prayer meetings.
Women not praying?
No, there was an elder. He was an idiot.
What an idiot.
Yeah.
They ought to read the Gospels. Jesus had women around him all the time, and there were women leaders of the church.
I thought it was very, very sexist.
Ah, oh, what an idiot.
Yeah, no, they were wrong. They're just completely stupid.
What an idiot.
It was a Calvinistic mob.
Yeah. Well, I was a pastor, a youth pastor at Bethesda, as you know. And do you know why I was removed from my position?
Why is that?
Because I held a barn dance, and it was sexually suggestive.
Oh, God.
It was a 1950s barn dance, you know. Give me a break. Sexually suggestive. A barn dance. These, honestly. So anyway, so that ended my pastor, my pastorhood. So I went and dropped a tape player in a toilet bowl instead, just to piss everyone off.
Oh, good on it.
Still got that tape player.
Yeah. No, they excommunicated me.
Well, gee whiz, I shouldn't have you in my house. You could be demonically possessed.
Oh, good on you.
Oh, dear me. Here we have Franklin Graham, Billy Graham's son.
But inside, you know that you're not committed to Christ. Judgment coming, the storm clouds gathering, the lightning flashing, the thunder roaring.
And he says backwards, you shall feel hell in your rags.
You shall feel hell in your rags. You shall feel hell in your rags. You shall feel hell in your rags.
That doesn't sound like a very positive message, does it?
No.
No. No.
Those prosperity gospel preachers, I think, are just closet Satanists.
Well, I think you're absolutely right. And do you know what? Do you know what? That hell, the only time Jesus refers to hell in the Gospels is when he's talking about people who call themselves Christians but don't follow the faith. So hell is reserved for the people who claim that they're Christians, or claim that they serve Jesus, but they don't really. And see, they don't preach that. They don't preach that. So, which is very disgusting. There's just, I don't know, there's such a lack of understanding about the Gospels. There really is. All right, what else shall I play you? Oh, here's Jesus Christ Superstar. This is a nice one.
I like that, Jesus Christ.
Try not to get worried. Try not to turn on to problems that upset you. Don't you know everything's all right? Yes, everything's fine.
And I think I shall sleep well tonight. Let the world turn without me tonight.
And he's the savior, loves me, he's the one.
He's the savior, loves me, he's the one.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah. It's good.
He's the one.
Yeah, there we go. Here's the late Billy Graham.
I'm going to ask that we all bow our heads in prayer.
And this one says, how I bore you.
How I bore you. How I bore you.
That's not very
how I bore you.
That's not very nice, is it? So, have you heard this one? This is me on a radio talking about the spiritual aspects of reverse speech.
There's some people ask me, does reverse speech endorse any particular religion? And the answer to that is no. There are no deities or religions that reverse speech endorses or says this is right or this is wrong. It just talks about the soul and the endlessness of life. And that in itself is very powerful.
Indeed.
And the verse was telling us where reverse speech is coming from. And it says, it's the voice in heaven.
This is the voice in heaven.
This is the voice in heaven.
You like that?
It's the worst of heaven.
You heard that one before?
It's very heavenly.
Huh?
Very heavenly.
Very heavenly, yes.
Yes.
That's right. Yeah, very heavenly. Yes. Yes, when you get down to verse speech, it's actually very spiritual in its nature. So, okay, all right. You know what? I got so many more gospel fundamentalist preachers, I just don't know where they all are. I need to get them all together for my next book, I guess, which I am. I'm writing my next book now.
What are you writing about?
It's called The Still Small Voice.
Oh.
And it's all about the spiritual aspects of reverse speech. And we're going to have discussions on who is God. What does reverse speech say about God? And my answer to that is, I may be excommunicated, not that I'm in any church anyway, but God goes by many different names.
Mm.
There is not one path to God, but many different paths. And see, that's contrary to traditional Christianity. But see, I've heard Christians praise Allah in reverse, and the Hindu praise Yahweh in reverse. So God is cross-cultural and goes by many different names. Krishna, Buddha, Yahweh, Allah. Allah is actually very common. And do you know that Allah is a mirror image reversal? And so is Yahweh. Yahweh is the same forwards and backwards, and Allah is the same forwards and backwards.
Interesting.
Don't you find that fascinating? So that's going to be the tact I'm following in my book, that God goes by many different names, and it's wrong for us to put him in a little box and say, only if you believe in Jesus will you get to heaven. So am I being heretical in my new direction?
Sounds good.
Yeah?
Mm.
Okay. I mean, my Christianity is very strong, as you know. My faith in God and Jesus. And we both had groundings. We both had very good groundings back in the early years, didn't we?
Mm.
Yeah. Which has guided and led me throughout my whole career with reverse speech. Yeah, and I'm also going to be talking about the other senses that reverse speech says exists. I've talked a lot about the whirlwind, learned a lot about the whirlwind. It's sort of like the force, it's a universal, it's an energy field that surrounds the planet and surrounds our physical bodies. And oral tradition, which you devised a theory for, happens a lot through the whirlwind. We communicate subconsciously through the whirlwind, and we're all connected through the whirlwind with a common collective unconscious. So we're going to be talking about that a fair bit. And the sense of smell. Reverse speech talks a lot about the sense of smell, that we are transmitting and receiving odors unconsciously all the time. That's another one of our senses, unconscious communications. And I'm sure there's other methods of unconscious communication that we haven't discovered yet. So I'm going to be talking about the vastness of the human mind and the vastness of ourselves as a species. And reverse speech talks about our greatness, and that we can achieve anything we wish to achieve if we put our minds to it.
Mm.
So it's going to be a very positive, uplifting book, and it's going to be a bit radical in some of the statements I'm going to be making. And I'm going to be publishing my results on the moon landing in that book. Do you know I've gotten so much hate email about my results of the moon landing? Unbelievable. We went to the moon, that's what my research shows. But unfortunately, reverse speech is mainly in the conspiracy theory field at this current time. And most people in the conspiracy field believe we didn't go to the moon. So my reverse speech findings are not met with great acceptance, which is a little bit disappointing. But everyone likes my JFK assassination results. Yeah, so there we go. So, and in my new show, we're going to be having one show, like three shows a week, and one of the shows is going to be on criminals and mobsters and hitmen, and it's going to going to be very interesting. So we want everyone to support the new show when it comes out. We will all keep you updated via email. So if you want to call in, you've only got 15 minutes left, 10 minutes left on this show. It's 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944. Call in and tell me what you thought about the last 3 years of the Reverse Speech Show on the Rents Network. So, yeah, all right, well, okay. Now, do I have any more reverses on the evangelists I want to play? I think that's all the ones I want to play. I've really just got to go through them all and work out what I've got, you know. So let's have a look at some current topics. And when I've got to go, I'll go to my current reversals. And we'll look at some, look at what's happening in the world currently. We've got a lot of, this is all, oops, what's happening here? Ah, there we go. What have I got on Trump? I've got quite a lot on Trump recently. Here's an interesting one. Trump's talk about bringing back the death penalty.
And I think they should very much bring the death penalty into vogue. Anybody that does a thing like this to innocent people that are in temple or in church, we had so many incidents with churches, they should really suffer the ultimate price. They should pay the ultimate price.
And here it says, plus Hillary's shit.
Plus Hillary's shit.
Plus Hillary's shit. Plus Hillary's shit.
Does Hillary deserve the death penalty? Many people would say she does.
Well, she ordered the Waco massacre.
Yeah, she certainly did. Yeah, she's... don't like that lady one little bit. No, don't like it at all. All right, here's Trump again talking about seeking Jews. For those seeking the Jews' destruction, we will seek theirs.
The shooter is in custody, and federal authorities have been dispatched to support state and local police and conduct a full and thorough federal investigation.
And this is horror, and they all fear panic.
Horror,
ne, all fear panic. Horror, ne, all fear
panic. A little bit unclear.
Horror, ne, all fear panic.
Yeah, but it's there. Yeah, all right, okay. And what else have I got here? Okay, we do have a call in, I believe. Let's take the call. Hello, Angelina, is that right?
No, Angeli.
Angeli! Hi, Angeli, how are you?
Pretty good, Angeli Rebelli. It's French. I'm okay, yourself. I thought I would at least give you a call so that you knew someone was listening on the last show.
Thank you so much.
Well, you're welcome. Most recently, I've been promoting reverse speech again, and you know how people are. They like the cattle trail, right? So,
oh, yeah.
So I don't know if this is a good thing or a bad thing. You know, I'm promoting reverse speech. I go, hey, go take a look at this guy, David John Oates, and now you're shifting time on them. But I guess we'll see what happens.
The new show is going to be very exciting. We're really looking forward to it. We're going to be working very hard over the next couple of months. We've got a producer and everything, so it'll be done very well and very professionally.
Well, let me ask you a couple of questions here. I wrote down on my notes, and I guess I only have about 8 minutes here to go. The book is only a metaphor. I've been considering that book. However, I have the one that's in the notebook. Is there quite a bit more in your new one?
Oh, yes, there is. Yes.
I have the one from like 20-odd years ago.
Oh, right. No, it's been updated significantly since then. No, yeah, that ends 20 years ago. The book that just released goes right up to where we are now, to present time. So, yeah, well worth getting. You can get it on Kindle, download it on Kindle, or order a paperback or hard copy through my website.
Right, I'll probably go hard copy. I'm really trying to stay away from what I call the hive, this electronic stuff. I mean, it's okay, and, you know, that's fine, but it's not my thing. Let me ask you one thing, David. You used to call these constant reversals or coincidental reversals.
That's right, yes.
When I was really heavy into, and I still am a little bit, not daily like I was at the time, but that was going to be my study, and I was finding that there was a bit more of the constant or coincidental reversals popping up, at least for me, because that was going to be my study. In no way negates reverse speech, but I'm wondering if any of your other students over this long time have stumbled on that same idea, if I'm the only one.
No, you're the only one. I've never heard of anyone writing a study on it. No, there's quite a few of them. There's about 50 or 60, maybe more. I've got to update my list.
I was finding more stuff that you didn't that you didn't have. It's okay either way. And I wanted to make this comment to you too, at least while I have you online. I'm talking to you real. But way back in the day, I was reading Hermetic Order of the Golden Dawn stuff. That's our old buddy Uncle Alistair, right? He mentioned at the time. Now I might not have the gods right, but I'll just use this as an example. But he mentioned if you invoke, let's say it's Mars, okay, the god Mars, and Mars is associated with speediness, gambling, good luck, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So if you invoke that god, suddenly your life will change and you will have these attributes. So for me, that only validated what you call the metaphors, which in essence are much stronger. Yeah, they're life energy. So to me, they're much. Yes. I don't think most people, when you explain it, catch what you mean by how powerful what you call the metaphors are. Anyway, I just wanted to throw that out in case there were any other esotericists doing reverse speech work. See if that might help them along, help them along the way a little bit there.
If you want to know how powerful metaphors are, readers, get my book. It's Only a Metaphor. That'll tell you how powerful metaphors are.
I have no doubt I'm going to get it, the hard copy. Like I say, I have the original version. I just want to make sure it's totally updated and on and on. One last question, Mon Ami.
We've got another caller after this, so keep on going. Yep.
Okay. I'll let him go then. I'll let him get on. So with the changeover, are you done with the weekly wrench show also?
No. I'm still doing rents. Yes, still doing rents.
The weekly
rents. My own. Yep. Yeah,
all right.
Still...
All right. Super groovy. Good talking to you, man.
Okay. Thanks, mate. Appreciate it. Okay. All right. We have Richard in Pennsylvania. Hey, Richard. How are you?
Fine and dandy. Couldn't be better. Thanks for being on the air now. And you're going to be up in Toronto. I guess.
Well, I was in Toronto. I've been back for a couple of weeks now.
I'm saying that the new program has a connection to your people up there in Toronto, I guess.
Oh, yes, it does. Yeah, Christian Cadua, my man in Toronto, will be co-hosting the new show. So there'll be two.
Right. He's really very enthusiastic. I wanted to bring you up to date a little bit. I'm in Pittsburgh. Assassination occurred last week.
Oh, right, yeah.
Yeah, in other words, I actually, on the night it occurred, the night after, on that Saturday night, I drove over there.
Oh, okay.
And I saw what was going on, and I checked it out. I've been doing some reversals on it, and I'll send them to you.
Oh, please, yes.
So I have some firsthand information. I didn't want to take up too much of your time about this, but just to say that I went to the corner where that temple is. I talked to the policemen there, two of them.
And then I
talked to some other people as well, and I drove through the famous intersection Forbes and Murray in Squirrel Hill where they have the candlelight ceremony. This is a big deal. This is something that you have to know that Pittsburgh is a famous city. It's an old city with very deep roots, And it has a long memory, and everybody knows everybody else. This is not a giant city where you can become anonymous.
Right.
It's a place where America has history.
There we go.
So this
Richard,
event.
We're at the end, mate. We're at the end.
Okay.
Thanks.
Well, anyway,
thanks
good luck
call.
In your new program.
Thank you. Thanks, everyone. We're finishing off with the guests in the second hour, but I'm done. Thanks so much for your patronage over the last 3 years, and we'll see you all on the new show. Bye-bye, everyone. Would you like to change your life? Maybe access your deepest potential? Do you have blocks that hold you back or long-term issues you haven't been able to resolve? Then Reverse Speech Session Work is for you. With Reverse Speech Session Work, your voice is recorded and then analysed for speech reversals. These reversals will give a detailed look into the unconscious mind and pinpoint precise reasons for current behavioural problems. Then following another recording, a series of metaphoric journeys into the unconscious mind are mapped out and delivered to you. These journeys will change deep unconscious structures and hence current behaviour. Change your life today. Sign up for Reverse Speech Session Work. Go to www.reversespeech.com or call 503-568-7077.
Known worldwide as the most consistently fascinating, informative, and unique program on radio, the Jeff Rentz program can be yours to listen to anytime, anywhere, whenever you want to hear it. For pennies a day, our subscribers can download any of Jeff's thousands of programs featuring a treasury of newsmakers, researchers, eyewitnesses, and incredible subjects, all in MP3, commercial-free, crystal-clear 56-bit digital sound, and take these often unforgettable programs with them wherever they go. As a subscriber, you can also listen live at airtime, online, anywhere in the world, or browse through our archives of over 6,000 hours of legendary broadcasts. Subscribe now by taking the link at the top of Rentz.com and enrich your mind with the most unique panorama of vital information and the best independent, honest journalism in radio. Look for the Subscribe Now link on Rentz.com and give yourself the knowledge you need for these unprecedented times. You're listening to the Rentz Radio Network, nationwide and worldwide on the net and at Rentz.com.
Oxygen. It's nature's oldest therapy and plays an essential role in destroying viruses, bacteria, mold, yeast, and fungus, and keeping the human body healthy and strong. Now, you can give your body and your immune system a mega boost of disease-fighting oxygen with all-natural Oxy-C. With so many people now leading a sedentary indoor lifestyle, most are in a chronic state of oxygen deprivation, which sets up a perfect environment for disease, general fatigue, and a host of other symptoms. Oxy-C is yours in simple, convenient capsules. Nothing to mix, nothing to hassle with. Take it with juice or water anytime. Feel a cold or flu approaching? Have no energy or spark anymore? Try all natural Oxy-C and prepare to be amazed. Oxy-C is only available from New Earth Health Solutions at Rentz.com. Look for the New Earth banner at Rentz.com.
Are you prepared for the future? Do you know how to navigate past the upcoming dangers before it's too late and seize budding opportunities before others do? Forecasting worldwide since 1980, Gerald Celeni, publisher of the Trends Journal, provides timely and accurate trend forecasts that have earned him the reputation as the most trusted name in trends. The proof is in the hundreds of accurate forecasts Salenti has made over the past 30 years. The 1987 stock market crash, the clean food trend, the dot-com bust. The Trends Journal alerts subscribers to early subtle signs of crucial trends that will shape our future. It allows readers to anticipate change, recognize the implications, and take proactive strategies. Put your money where your mind is with Gerald Salenti's brilliant and indispensable Trends Journal. Go to trendsjournal.com or call 845-331-3500. That's 845-331-3500.
Known worldwide as the most consistently fascinating, informative, and unique program on radio, the Jeff Rentz program can be yours to listen to anytime, anywhere, whenever you want to hear it. For pennies a day, our subscribers can download any of Jeff's thousands of programs featuring a treasury of newsmakers, researchers, eyewitnesses, and incredible subjects, all in MP3, commercial-free, crystal-clear 56-bit digital sound, and take these often unforgettable programs with them wherever they go. As a subscriber, you can also listen live at airtime, online, anywhere in the world, or browse through our archives of over 6,000 hours of legendary broadcasts. Subscribe now by taking the link at the top of Rentz.com and enrich your mind with the most unique panorama of vital information and the best independent, honest journalism in radio. Look for the Subscribe Now link on Rentz.com and give yourself the knowledge you need for these unprecedented times.
If you've been listening to this program for any length of time, you'll know that Fukushima, the greatest calamity in history, has now, as I've been warning since 3/11, killed off virtually the whole North Pacific Ocean and especially up and down the entire West Coast. The radiation is migrating inland and is moving across the entire country. There's only one proven defender to radiation exposure, the brilliant Chernobyl-proven discovery of Dr. Michael Kiriak, which combines the four most potent and powerful algaes on the planet, imported to the U.S. and known as Bio's Superfood. I've taken Bio's Superfood every day for several years now and want you to do the same for your sake and the health and safety of your family and loved ones. Take the banner at the top of Rentz.com and prepare to learn how to save your life.
Scientists in England have succeeded in stabilizing the time-honored substance in garlic that destroys harmful bacteria, viruses, molds, yeast, and fungus. This all-natural microbe killer is called Allicin C, and it's now available to you in 100% vegetarian capsules only on the New Earth page at Rentz.com. This powerful broad-spectrum antimicrobial agent is harmless to friendly bacteria and has been concentrated to equal an astonishing 35 cloves of garlic in each vegetarian capsule. Think about it. The antibacterial, antiviral strength of